You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Monica Johnson Marquardt visits her son in prison. He tells her his former gang put a hit on him and she may be in danger. Monica returns home on edge. When she hears the doorbell ring unexpectedly, she grabs a rifle, shoots through the door, and hides in the attic to call 911. Meanwhile, neighbors also call 911 after seeing a door-to-door salesman bleeding out on Markwork's front porch.
Nancy, Johnson Markwork initially told cops she spotted an unknown man on her doorbell camera appearing to run toward her home and that she ran upstairs to hide. Johnson Markwork denied firing on the man, but police found the weapon used in the shooting hidden in the crawl space of the attic. The salesman with Aptiv Pest Control was taken to the hospital in serious but stable condition.
Monica Johnson Markwork, 51, now charged with ag assault. A Florida boat owner calls cops after finding a present in his boat. The owner reviews his security cam footage, finds Michael Wiersbicki Sr. hopping onto the boat, rifling through equipment before dropping his pants and relieving himself on the deck. The owner spots Wiersbicki still on the dock, passed out on a bench. Police arrest him and find stolen items from a car earlier that day. Wiersbicki, 75, charged with burglary and theft. Now, there's one piece of evidence nobody wants to handle. More crime and justice news after this. Now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Michigan, where a 15-year-old has been charged as an adult with murder in connection with the shooting death of an election worker, a man shot after the suspect asked him for a dollar. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The teenager was arraigned in Lansing District Court and was given a bond-free order. The adolescent, whose name is being withheld by Crime Online, does not have a defense lawyer listed in court records. It doesn't seem like Theodore Lawson's killing was related to his political views or any other actions. This according to Ingham County Prosecutor John DeWayne. In addition to serving as the Democratic Party Secretary for Ingham County, 63-year-old Lawson was a member of the Board of Canvassers. Trini Lopez Pelavonoglu, an at-large candidate for Lansing City Council, told our friends with the Lansing State Journal that Lawson was shot while knocking on doors as part of her campaign. Lansing police have not yet made any information regarding the shooting circumstances public. Staff at a hospital later declared Lawson dead. According to a police detective's court affidavit, security footage in the area showed Lawson pulling out of a driveway as three teenagers were crossing the road. Before he and Lawson disappeared from the camera's field of view, one of the three crossed the street in Lawson's direction. Soon after, there was the sound of a gunshot. The three teenagers are then seen fleeing on camera. All of the teenagers in the video were later identified by a juvenile court officer. According to the complaint, one teen informed detectives that he witnessed the 15-year-old shoot Lawson after asking Lawson for a dollar. The ages of the other two teenagers are 15 and 17.
A .22 caliber handgun was discovered in the house where the 15-year-old murder suspect was also found. The affidavit stated that he denied having any involvement in the incident. Following the murder of a spectator at a New England Patriots game, three Rhode Island men are being charged with assault and battery along with disorderly conduct. This according to a statement made by Massachusetts police. 53-year-old Dale Mooney of New Market, New Hampshire, was killed September 17th during an argument at Gillette Stadium. The Foxborough Police Department indicated in a statement that it was taking the suspects to court to press charges against them. The men's names were withheld by the police, as was the anticipated date of the probable cause hearing. During a fight with a number of other fans at the game won by the visiting Miami Dolphins, the victim was punched at least twice in the head. Douglas Daniel Clark, a serial killer convicted of six gruesome murders in California in the early 1980s and given the death penalty, has died behind bars at the age of 75. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says Clark, who had been serving time at the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center, died at an outside medical facility. Following a string of killings in and around Los Angeles beginning in 1980, Clark and his accomplice, Carol Bundy, were called the Sunset Strip Killers. Female sex workers and adolescent girls were among the victims. Clark was found guilty on several counts, including attempted murder, murder, and sexual activity with human remains. Official cause of death for Clark will be determined by the Marin County Coroner's Office.
Bundy died 20 years ago in 2003 at the Central California Women's Facility.
Aurelie Ari Garcia tells mom goodbye and heads to her job at a California Chevy dealership. She also texts her two older sisters she's heading to work and will see them when she gets off. At the start of her shift, Garcia's manager calls Ari's mom to let her know Ari didn't show up. Her family immediately reports her missing. Her sisters track her phone, finding the location last updated in Big Sur, an hour away. Ari's red Honda Accord found abandoned beside Highway 1, the keys in the ignition, her cell phone and wallet inside. No one has heard from Aurelie since. The 25-year-old now missing 3 weeks. There's a $10,000 reward for information leading to Ari's discovery. If you know anything about Aurelie Garcia, call Salinas PD 831-758-7393. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.